Avalanche forecast for Friday, the 27th of February 2026. Weakly bonded alt snow and gliding snow require caution. In particular, steep sunny slopes, further increase in danger of wet avalanches as a consequence of warming. Earlier in the day, it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2. Later in the day, it applies considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3. Earlier in the day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, earlier in the day, above 1500 meter, we have a wet snow problem, this in all aspects. Furthermore, earlier in the day, below 1500 meter, we have a wet snow problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, later in the day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, later in the day, above 1500 meter, we have a wet snow problem, this in all aspects. Furthermore, later in the day, below 1500 meter, we have a wet snow problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Attention, a special warning, backcountry touring and other off-piste activities call for great restraint. In particular, on very steep slopes, medium-sized natural avalanches must be expected. In some places, the avalanches can penetrate down to the ground and reach large size. Mostly, the dry avalanches are medium-sized and can be released by a single winter sport participant. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible. Whomping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack serve as an alarm indicating the danger. The avalanche-prone locations are prevalent and are barely recognizable, even to the trained eye. Backcountry touring calls for meticulous route selection. Avalanches can be released in the old snowpack and reach large size in isolated cases. This applies even in case of a single winter sport participant. Caution is to be exercised in particular in little used terrain, as well as at transitions from a shallow to a deep snowpack, when entering gullies and bowls, for example. In their paths, avalanches can entrain the wet snow. This extends the avalanche runout distances. The no longer entirely fresh wind slabs remain for the foreseeable future prone to triggering, in particular on steep west, north and east facing slopes above approximately 2,400 meters. As a consequence of warming during the day and solar radiation, wet avalanches are to be expected. This applies in particular on very steep sunny slopes and at the base of rock walls. The runout zones are to be treated with caution. And now the snowpack. Distinct weak layers exist in the bottom section of the old snowpack. The meteorological conditions will foster a gradual weakening of the snowpack on sunny slopes. The snowpack remains unstable over a wide area, especially adjacent to ridgelines and in pass areas in all altitude zones, as well as in gullies and bowls, and behind abrupt changes in the terrain at elevated altitudes. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1, deep persistent weak layer, DP.10, springtime scenario. The tendency for Saturday, the 28th of February 2026, indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.